Begin by noticing your breath. Just notice this breath as it is right now. No need to change it or fix it. No need to make it any slower or faster or deeper. Just notice your breath as it is right now. This breath that's breathing you in this moment in your body. Noticing the rise and fall of your chest, your belly. Where do you feel it in your body as you're breathing? Notice the sensations of sitting or lying down. Where are you supported? Under your back, your buttocks, your hips, your feet. Notice the actual physical sensations of being supported by the chair or the couch or the floor. What does it feel like? The pressure, the warmth or coolness? Noticing exactly what it feels like in this moment to be supported physically in your body. And you can notice that this chair that you're sitting in is supported by the floor. And the floor is supported by the walls, all the way down to the foundation of the building. And the foundation of the building is supported by the earth. If you're already outside on the earth, it's just a direct connection. You can feel yourself sitting on the earth. But if you're inside in a building, you're still supported by the earth. It just comes through the foundation and the walls and the floor and the chair. But notice that you're being supported by the earth right now. Let your imagination stretch to notice how vast and wide the earth is. Huge, huge, bigger than your imagination can conceive. The earth is supporting you. This big, vast energy of the earth supporting you. And it doesn't care what you said today or what you did. It doesn't care whether you get angry or happy or sad or excited. The earth supports you no matter what. You could imagine walking outside and being angry and the earth saying, "No, I'm not going to support you," and you fall with no support. It's just inconceivable. The earth is right there. It'll meet your foot. It'll meet your body when you sit on it. The earth is right there supporting you every moment. Likewise, you have a compassionate presence within you that is vast and spacious like the earth. This energy of compassion within you supports you, supports every part of you, supports all of your energy. The happy, the sad, the angry, the forgetful, any of it is welcomed by this compassionate energy within you. You can come in touch with this compassionate energy through your breath. So as you breathe in, you can imagine a light at the center of your chest. And on each inhalation, that light gets bigger and brighter. And on each exhalation, that light gets softer, spreads throughout your body, blessing each and every cell within you. Inhaling, big, bright light. Exhaling, that light spreads and softens and caresses each cell of your body. And starting in the center of your chest, you can imagine that breath expanding to your chest and shoulders, and down your arms, expanding into your belly. And while this breath of compassion is expanding through your body, you can notice any sensations. As you breathe the breath of compassion into your belly, notice what's there. Any tension, any emotion, just notice what's there. You imagine this breath of compassion blessing each of your internal organs, your stomach, and liver, and intestines, just wrapped in this compassionate, soft glow of light, which expands downward into your hips and pelvis and buttocks, down to your legs and feet. Meeting the energy of the earth that is supporting you. And this light of compassionate breath breathes upward into your neck and shoulders and head, welcoming softening into every thought that you have. All of your thoughts are also welcomed by this compassionate presence. Just feel that for a few moments, a few breaths, breathing, feeling the expansion of your compassionate energy. Then you can start to notice that this compassionate energy is not unique to you. And you can imagine someone else in your life, a friend, someone you like and feel affection towards at this time. You can imagine them breathing in this light of compassionate energy, letting that expand through their bodies. And you notice that that light of compassion within you is the same as that light of compassion within them. And in this way, you are very similar. And you extend your compassionate energy to have compassion for your friend as well. Gentle, not judging, curious. No need to fix or figure out. Just gentle, curious, accepting. And then you can imagine someone else that you don't like quite so much. Maybe you're having a hard time with them or fighting. And you can imagine that they also have this compassionate energy within them, whether they know it or not, whether they would agree with you or not. Just as you feel this compassionate energy within you, and it is not unique to you, they have it within them as well. And you can imagine that now. You can also extend your own compassion towards them. Just as your own compassionate energy does not judge you or leave you, depending on whether you're being nice or mean or reasonable or grumpy today, your compassionate energy also has room for this other person to be themselves just as they are, and for you to still have a gentle curiosity about them. This doesn't mean that you agree with what they do. It doesn't mean you do not set good boundaries. It simply means that you know the light of compassion that you are becoming aware of within you also exists within them. And that when you both notice this light of compassion, there is a great softening and gentleness. But they do not have to notice the light of compassion in order for you to soften towards them, to notice the compassion within them, and to be gentle with yourself. So coming back into your own breath, coming back into that light in the center of your chest, breathing into the light of gentle compassion within you. Feel it surround and envelop you like a warm bath. Accepting and welcoming each part of you.